To know exactly whether you're a candidate for coaching or therapy, it's essential to honestly answer the following three questions I'm about to share with you. Question number one, how are you performing in your present life? In this question, it's important to maturely evaluate the quality of your functioning. Some people don't feel well, but this is more about dissatisfaction because they have unmet goals or feel like something is missing. These individuals are excellent candidates for coaching as long as they are ready to freely focus on their future. On the other hand, some people, despite feeling that something is missing or wanting something new, struggle a lot to focus on a goal or take new actions because they are too consumed by issues that are more suitable for therapy. This may include emotional dysregulation, mood problems, sleep difficulties, overwhelming thoughts, addictions, and other psychological challenges. Everyone has emotional aspects to work on, and we all want to build a better future. However, take a moment to observe with maturity how your level of functioning really is. Question number two. What kind of rhythm works best for you? Would you benefit from a more organic rhythm, like in therapy, where we make space for whatever emerges as you unfold? Or would you prefer a more structured rhythm with some pressure guiding you toward a specific goal? To determine which rhythm suits you better, it's important to assess your level of resilience. Everyone wants to build a better future, that's obvious. The question is whether you're ready for that future or if you still need to address emotional matters first. The trap you want to avoid is claiming you're ready for the future just to avoid dealing with emotional issues you know you have. Taking that route can be a quick fix that later increases anxiety and self-sabotage. It's really important to respect what's organic. No one plans for an appendectomy, but when the body demands it, we don't resist the process. So, what suits you better? Something organic or something structured? Question number three. How does my body respond to my concerns? Your body is the ultimate judge of your reality. Many people answer the first question by saying, yes, I'm functioning well, let's go with coaching, and the second one by deciding they are really ready for the future. However, when they pay attention to their body responses, they might notice excessive anxiety, somatizations, maybe specific symptoms related to eating or sleeping, or highly unbalanced energy levels, like energy highs, followed by emotional lows. Decoding these bodily responses is crucial because it provides a realistic understanding of where you think you are versus where you actually are. If your body is relatively stable, including normal levels of anxiety, dissatisfaction, or even low motivation, you may be a candidate for coaching, and we could move forward with a coaching focus. However, if considering coaching or therapy, your body reacts with anxiety or discomfort, it might indicate a need for a more organic rhythm. In that case, psychotherapy would be a much more productive space for you. And if you struggle to understand your body's signals, Gestalt psychotherapy is the ideal space for your development. So, in short, it's important to maturely reflect on the question, how am I functioning in my life? Remember, there's no wrong way to approach this. Whatever your answers, they are right for the moment you are in and the resources you have. So take that first step. You have already started this process with yourself. The important thing is to begin now. So let's go, and I'll see you in session.